Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters RPG actual play podcast.
I'm Ed. Ed the Fourth.
Why, hello, Ed the Fourth. I'm Mary Jo. What exactly are you the fourth of, anyway?
The fourth Ed.
So, is that the fourth Ed in existence? Because I have two Uncle Eds, and I've worked with a few Eds in the past, and your math really isn't working out here, so...
Don't be ridiculous.
So, you see something you like here? What's going on?
Yes. I see someone who truly knows what's important in life.
Oh, really? Just sitting here for a moment and you see all that? Please, tell me, what
love.
Is it?
Especially the love of a family. I was never terribly close to my family. Well, extended family, at least. Just remembered that today at work.
Okay, so something reminded you of your family at work. What happened?
Well, you see, I'm a Ghostbuster.
You're a Ghostbuster? Really?
Yeah, really. Leader of the DC location, actually.
Okay, Captain. You're the leader of the DC Ghostbusters, and something reminded you of your family today. What, did you find a troll? A ghoul? A little goblin thing that made you think of home?
No, I actually saved two children today.
Oh. Okay, wow. I'm an ass. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. Please, tell me what happened.
It's all right. You couldn't have known. You see, they were in a house haunted by their mother and the man that murdered her.
Okay, that is horrific. What did you do?
We were called in on a job to investigate a haunted house. They knew it had been haunted, used it as an attraction, actually. But things had gotten worse recently.
Okay, those poor children. How dare anyone keep some innocent children in a terrible place like that? I can't believe any human would do that. No.
Yes. They started to hear crying all day and night, and things happened. And then the man tried to strangle someone. Truly awful.
That is truly awful. It is downright deplorable. Someone should call Child Protective Services on these people. They deserve to go to jail. What did you do?
Right from when I led everyone inside, we heard the children calling to us. I think they were lonely. They were left all alone with them.
Oh.
Couldn't find them at first, though. I did find their bedroom. Nasty sight. The haunting Ed changed it. Disturbed it. Toys acting out unspeakable things like murder and suicide.
Oh.
Things leaking disgusting dark materials all over.
These are the things that cause PTSD. Those poor children will never live life the same again. That is no place for any child.
I thought the same. Truly did. We got the murderer first. Didn't know who he was at the time, though. Then the kids started having fun with us for some reason.
Wait. I don't understand. These poor children are trapped in a haunted place with murder, all these horrors lying around in front of their little eyes, and they are having fun?
Yep, I had one of them inside me, little Phyllis.
Excuse me? What on earth are you talking about? Who was inside of you?
Phyllis. She possessed me.
Okay, Ed the Fourth. I'm just going to say that you kind of dropped the ball here a bit on a piece of vital information. The children were dead?
Well, yeah. I'm a Ghostbuster.
Well, yeah, I'm a Ghostbuster, yes. But that wasn't very clear in the beginning when you said you saved two children today. I assumed that by saving them, you meant...
It's all right. Happens to the best of us. But yes, the children have been baked into pies.
I don't even know how to process that. Who would bake them into a pie?
To be honest, I'm not sure. But when we knocked them over, Phyllis possessed me and Josiah, possessed one of my men. But I managed to expel her through sheer force of will, and I helped the other guy out. Then the mother appeared. She was crazy. Weird claws, very menacing. You know, she may have baked them into the pies. But in the end, I beat her with a fire poker, covered in slime. It was fun. Well, as much fun as you can have beating a ghost mother with a fire poker covered in slime.
Right.
Then it was just the kids left, and they hadn't meant us any harm. At that point, we had started piecing together what had happened. I just couldn't put them into the trap with the baking mother and the murderous murderer.
No, that seems like a bad idea. So, what did you do with them?
Oh, I adopted them.
You adopted two dead ghost children?
Yep, it was the best thing to do, really. So now they live with us in the hotel, our HQ. That means headquarters, in case you didn't know.
Oh.
They love playing with my dog.
Well, that rings true. My kids love playing with my dog.
I knew we had a bond. See? Both have kids, both have dogs. We should set up a play date sometime.
Oh, I don't know. You see, my dog is very protective, and I don't know how she would react to your dog, let alone how your ghost children would be with, well, my alive children.
Oh, no, no, no. You misunderstand. I meant for you and I.
Oh, well, that's a different story. I think something could be arranged for the two of us. Let's get out of here, Captain Ed.
Ooh, I am a ghost. Ooh.
Oh, no, a ghost. What are we going to do?
Sounds like you need the Ghostbusters.
Who? I thought they were only in New York City.
Not anymore. We've opened a new franchise location in Washington, D.C. at the old Henley Park Hotel. Call us for all your ghost-related problems. We also offer haunted hotel rooms and parties. Call today, 1-800-867-5309. Standard liability contracts required. Ghostbusters are not responsible for damage caused during a ghost capture event.
We also have horror movies, just saying.
Fuck, I can't believe I'm about to do this.
Ed, where are you?
I'm at work.
God, I never remember where the hell this shit is. I never bothered with looking at that. All right, keep talking. I gotta find you.
I can't
believe I just gave him permission to do that.
Well, what are you looking for?
Unfortunately, you, my friend. Unfortunately, you.
Why are you looking for me?
Here, I'm here. All right.
Oh,
here.
The porno's behind the curtain, if that's what you're looking for.
No. No, I don't need to watch Arabian Princesses Volume 5 again. Thanks.
Well, you need number 6. It just came out.
Oh, God. Every time. No, I have a couple questions for you, so I need you to do that focus thing. I know that's hard, but just.
I'm listening to you, John.
All right.
Knee of no faith. Isn't that right, Ed?
Well,
bark!
It's funny you bring Ed into this.
Well, he works at the shop too.
And you do a fine job, boy. Don't you forget that.
Yeah. Here, have a biscuit.
So, I know this is going to sound kind of odd.
So what, you need to ask the fifth a question?
No. Well, it's kind of a question about the fifth.
Well, he can answer for himself.
But that's kind of what I'm trying to ask. You talk to the fifth. When you talk to the fifth, are you hearing what I'm hearing, or are you actually hearing him? That's weird. Sorry.
Well, he makes noises. He's a dog.
Bark. Right. Yes. See? He does. He does that.
Yeah.
But is that all you hear? And that's all you understand?
Well, he just said hi. Well, technically, he was more like, yes, of course I talk. Hello. But yeah. Sorry, I don't really understand what you're asking.
Yeah,
I know. It's weird.
I feel like I'm getting tag teamed in the wrong way. Anyway.
We have a different section for that.
No. So when you and the fifth talk, all you hear is the barks. You don't hear anything else.
Well, it's like when I talk to you, all I hear is words.
Right. But when he talks, you don't hear him like you hear me.
Well, no, you're a person.
Right. Okay. All right.
People and dogs don't talk the same way. Well, unless you're Lady Ed, obviously. Well, yeah, you know, if she gets in your body or something. Or if one of the kids does. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying
to it's not much fun.
Figure out what's going on with the cat.
Oh, right. I haven't seen him around, really. Ed talks. Says he's... What?
He talks.
Well, he's a cat, duh.
Yeah, but not like Ed in the sense that I hear words when he talks.
I understand.
Yeah, exactly. I don't either.
Where is the cat?
It's a great question.
Did you name him yet? Or did he name himself?
Yeah, more along those lines.
What lines?
He told me what his name was.
What is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Heard it once, it freaked me out.
Right.
Listen, I'm not an expert at talking with animals. You are. This is really weird because I'm coming to you for advice. Just...
Why is it weird? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird.
It's weird, Ed.
Why is it weird?
Because, you know...
No, why? Why is it weird, John?
I don't know. Maybe because, you know, we're talking to pets.
Why is that so weird? I do it with Ed all the time.
Yeah, and not a lot of people do, Ed.
Why not? Lady Ed does.
Lady Ed is... different.
The pervert does.
The pervert?
Waldo.
Oh, I see. We're still upset about the gnome.
Well, he's a pervert.
I mean, he definitely has distinct tastes. I'll give you that. But yeah, the cat is a odd, kind of angry sounding. Not angry. Kind of. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Kind of pompous, if you will.
Well, yeah, that's just cats in general. I'm more of a dog person.
It's just bark. I just...
I know, right? Bark. Dog supremacy.
I'm just trying to figure out exactly what's going on with the cat, because I don't think it's like this.
Well, he's not an Ed. Well, the cat's not an Ed.
Right.
Bark. Right? Well, it wasn't... His name's not Ed, right?
No,
That'd be weird.
Ed was not the name.
Because you didn't have... You didn't have an Ed the Sixth, right?
With a cat?
I didn't think so. Well, you know, Ed the Sixth would be like my kid. I haven't had a kid. At least I don't think I've had a kid. It'd be weird if I had a kid. You're like my kid. Yeah. Anyway, where's the cat?
I don't know. You want to try and go find him?
Why would I go find him? He's your cat.
Yeah.
John. Yeah, John. Yeah, John.
Yeah, good job with that, but you're saying a lot. Thanks, bud.
John. Lady Ed told me I gotta start using your names.
Well.
Something about respect and all that. I don't think she gets it, but whatever. Anywho, the cat's your cat, John, not my cat. I don't need to make a connection with the cat. I already have a connection with Ed, and to be fair, I only have room for one connection in my life. I'm a monogamous pet owner.
Wow. Just wow.
So, thank you. So, you know, if you really want to, like, make a connection with this cat, whatever its name is, you need to, like, be with the cat. Like, think like the cat. You need to feel out the cat. Like, watch this. All right. Boy. Go hide somewhere. Okay. Give him, like, 10 minutes? You think?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have we shown you behind the curtain yet?
No.
Do you want to see behind the curtain?
10 minutes later.
All right. Watch this. So I don't know where he is, right?
Yeah. No.
All right. But he's my pet. He's at the fifth, and I'm at the fourth. So he would have gone this way, and I walk out in the hallway, and then this way, and this way, and this way, and it just keeps going like that, narrating every turn, obviously. Then a few minutes later, we find Ed the fifth in the walk-in freezer chewing on a bone. See? I knew it was just after lunch.
Bark!
Yeah, I know. I knew it was just after lunch. It's when he gets a little bit of munchies and he'd want something to chew on and clean his teeth in while satisfying that little bit of hunger. See? So you need to feel Bark. Out where the cat is. All right, Ed, you can take the bone. We're going to help John this afternoon. Maybe tomorrow. You know what? Let's just clear the week. All right?
Oh, God. What have I got myself into?
Lead the way.
Well, normally, the cat just likes to surprise me in my room and freak out and, you know, attempt to claw me to death. So
sounds like you know where it is then.
Yeah, no, I guess that would be the first best bet.
All right, lead the way.
Right.
What, do you live down the block or something?
What?
Like, where do you live?
Be for real?
Am I for real what?
I'm on the first floor, Ed.
Francis and Mason live on the first floor.
You know, there's more than two rooms, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm in one of the other ones.
Oh, I thought you just ran in every morning.
No.
You don't run in every morning?
No, me and Frankie go for runs every morning.
Oh, I thought she goes and gets you.
No.
Oh.
No.
It's weird.
Yep. Yeah, This definitely is a weird endeavor. All right, let's go.
All right. Lead the way.
Get to the room and I'll slowly open the door.
No. I close the door. No. He's trying to surprise you. Is that what it is? Or are you surprising him?
I don't want there to be any surprises.
Exactly. And we wait.
What exactly are we hoping to happen here?
Wait for him to listen. And I gesture in.
I'm going to need more beer after this. By all means, come on in.
Oh, thank you. You first, though. It is your place and his.
Oh, yeah. All right. Walk in.
The cat is perched atop the dresser.
Oh.
And as you come in, he looks at you and immediately knocks whatever is closest to him off the dresser.
Hi, I'm Ed.
Eye contact.
Ed the fourth. That's Ed the fifth.
Oh.
Sorry, what was that? My cat's a little rusty. I might need the fifth though.
Meow.
Why the hell is the cat staring at me, Ed?
I think he's unhappy with you. I thought you said he spoke words.
Starts to lick his paw.
Yeah, something tells me he's...
He's trying to intimidate you.
Like nibbles on its claw.
Yeah, something tells me he's not in the mood for speaking right now.
John, he's creeping me out with him. Being a pet owner, a pet compatriot, is about mutual respect. Do you respect... I'm sorry, what's your name? Ah, nice to meet you. You need to inspect me.
Cat looks at John and rolls its eyes.
Yeah, that's not his name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's using words to speak cat. It doesn't work that way. You think I haven't picked up on that?
Janosch.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, I hear...
No.
Not Ed.
No.
John I heard.
Oh, but I'm hearing meows. And yes. He's hearing actual words.
Yep.
Do I understand him? Do I understand the cat? Or no?
I'll leave that up to you. It's your cat, John.
No. Okay, I'm going to guess that you are hearing meows, and I'm just...
In the same way that you guys all hear barks.
Yeah.
Well, I do hear barks. I just know what he means.
Yeah, see, that's right,
so then
this,
it's up to you.
That's why this, it's not going to be the
so
same.
So I hear meows, but I don't understand it.
I am Groot.
Do I get, like, a feeling?
Well, I'm sure you get a feeling.
Oh, okay.
He's hissing and licking his claws. Yeah, you got a feeling.
Sorry, I don't think I'll be able to pronounce that. If I call you sir, is that all right? Thank you, sir. John, you need your respect, sir. Will hopefully respect you eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Here, what? I close the door. Why don't we all sit down, relax?
God, this is weird.
I will get a little glass of milk. Skim, fat-free, full? No, full. I like it. All right. You have some in your fridge?
Yeah.
All right. I get a glass, I pour it, and I put it at a side table off wherever he is on a like little seating area. And then I get a little something for Ed and myself.
Oh, good. My
and I give
pantry
John
has been officially raided.
And I give John a beer.
Oh, well, all right. I'm okay with this now.
Everybody got something.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And I take a seat.
I'm still standing by the door because I'm still freaked out.
John.
The cat.
Respect.
Janosch looks at you and then looks at what would be your seat and then looks at you. And then looks back at your seat. And then stares at you.
I'm freaked out.
Respect for respect, John.
This is crazy. Yeah, reluctantly go and sit down.
There we go. All right, now it seems that Sir has some problems with
the Sir thing is really
the situation. Unfortunately, my cat's a little rusty. I apologize. It's just not well-practiced. I don't have many connections with the feline world. I apologize. The fifth only kind of seems to get it as well. I don't know why. He usually understands most animals, but that is besides the point. So I'm going to need you to just convey the messages to me so I can help mediate here. Is it all right if John translates for you? I understand enough to know if he's lying, if that's what you're worried about.
The cat actually nods.
Ah, thank you. So, if you'd like to share any grievances or concerns, as well as praise and appreciations, they should be taken into account equally.
The cat looks over at John and then knocks something else off.
Sir, we will all be civil here, whether on two legs or four. Nope. Civility. Civility. To him, I'm only getting that you're sharing.
You know, you need to actually use words with me. Kind of sounds like you want him out. That's what I got out of that.
Why did you bring this buffoon in here? And his dog.
So he's wondering exactly what the point of this all is, I think.
Well,
I see. We're going to be political.
Well, John is unhappy with your treatment of him. And I'm assuming that's because you're probably unhappy with his treatment of you or something along those lines. I'm here to help mediate because I have a wonderful relationship with Ed the Fifth that John would like to emulate or learn from in regards to his relationship with you.
That's slightly inflated, just so you know, but I am, yeah, actually.
Oh, poor baby. Do you need a bottle?
That didn't sound very nice. What do you say?
He's mocking me.
Oh, well, that's not very nice.
Yeah, you're starting to understand now, Ed.
Yeah, mock cat's him.
Cat's not very nice.
No, you gotta mock him.
I
quid pro quo.
I don't want to do any of that with a cat.
Quid pro quo.
I want to know what the cat wants.
Well, I don't understand him. It's up to you. He has to know that what he gives out, he has to be able to be willing to take, too. Mutual respect. Quid pro quo. Golden rule. Balance the scales.
Right.
Wax on, wax off. Up and down.
Right. Yeah. Got it. Got
left it. Yeah. And right.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Miyagi. I don't honestly think there's much respect here either which way. And quite frankly, that's fine.
Well, you must find some sort of foundation to build upon. Otherwise, everything will fall apart, like your cell phone.
Great.
Open the dialogue.
I'm talking to a cat.
What's your point?
You're better.
Yeah. About that, kitty. That was almost bad.
I can't talk for you, John.
Thank God.
I can't hear for you either. Well, I'm here for you, but I can't hear for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with ears.
Yeah, I got it.
I can be here with my butt, though. Sitting here in this room.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Really appreciating it.
Bark! Thank you.
You too, Ed.
Yeah. We're both here for you with our butts. Oh. Not our ears, because we don't understand what he's saying. Yeah.
Can we just... No, it's... Anyway. Yeah. All right. Janosz? Yes?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Where's he from? That's a funny name. No, nothing wrong with a funny name, just, you know, interesting.
He would like to know where you're from.
DC.
Somehow he said he's local.
Oh.
Tell him he's an idiot.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Was he born here, or, like, travel?
God, I would be nice to you. Just make him go away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this unsettling to you?
He's awful.
What's he saying?
He's saying he's uncomfortable.
With what?
The situation.
What situation?
This.
What's this?
All of us together.
Oh, should Ed and I leave?
No, not just yet.
Okay.
Not just yet.
Well, if he's not comfortable, then you might not get anywhere with him.
I don't know.
Respect his boundaries.
The way this is looking, Ed, this might be the best place for me to be.
Right. You should All listen to the stupid man with the funny fur thing. Dogs.
He is being more clearly vocal right now, actually. I'm not going to lie, Ed. It might have something to do with you being here.
That's good. I still think it's funny that you hear words. And I'm like, my cat's rusty, but it's not that bad. And Ed can talk to everybody.
Cats are clearly smarter. That dog is an idiot. Look at him.
Wow.
Bark!
Can't tell if that's...
Is that the fifth or is that Matt?
That's what I was wondering.
It's like, it's got to be the fifth. Fifth's there, right?
Yeah.
He would growl.
Fifth doesn't seem to be happy. What's wrong, boy? What's he saying? Oh, he's saying bad shit about us? Well, we can't stand for that. All right. Yummuck?
Have you ever seen a cat roll its eyes? Because you have now.
A couple of times.
We are here trying to broker a peace between the two of you. However, if we will not be given the respect we deserve in this capacity of mediator, we will just have to leave.
You're ugly, and your dog is stupid.
He says something else mean.
Rah!
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Good luck, John.
Thanks, buddy.
Well,
done good work.
All right, boy. Work. Let's go.
Bark.
Oh, and if you ever see him and he says something shit to you on the street, you know, pavement rules.
So you're going to be like that with him all the time?
If you do not bring him around again, I will stop attacking you. I didn't know your little feelings were being hurt.
I mean...
Bring me some tuna. This milk is good, though.
Oh, so he got something right.
And then he knocks the rest of the bowl over. Oh, he drinks about half of it.
All right.
And clean up this mess.
It's disgusting. It's
disgusting in here.
Okay. And then he stalks out of the room.
As any cat would.
Yep. Tail straight up in the air.
I was going to say, tail straight up in the air.
Winking at
flashing
you.
Asshole yep. On his way out.
Yep.
That's exactly what
that
I was
how
thinking.
Cats roll.
Dick. Oh. Guess I'll go get some tuna.
You're so whipped.
That's the difference between a cat owner and a dog owner.
When you're looking for a boinkin' and you want to get to oinkin', but you don't have too much money to spare, just drive down the road a ways and into our store today and see the people who really care. The Dick Depot, the Dick Depot, the Dick Depot. We've got all you need. We'll get it to you with speed. So come on down today. The Dick Depot's here. Hooray.
Please find us online at thedickdepot.com.
This has been the Ectocast. Ed the Fourth was played by Kevin. John was played by Brad. Mason was played by Ben. Frankie was played by me, Dawn. And the Ghostmaster was Matt. The Ectocast can be found on Twitter at Ectocast and on the web at sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs, and the outro music is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. This podcast is based on Ghostbusters. No rights infringement intended. Ghostbusters and all related marks, logos, and characters are owned by Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated. Ectocast, the website, promotion thereof, and material created are not endorsed, sponsored by, or affiliated with Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated or Ghostbusters. Thank you for listening.